This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Friday, the 6th of June, 2025.
It is currently 6:30 on Friday, the 6th of June, 2025. It has been another glorious day in Barcelona, and a bit cooler on the breeze. I think I got home around 7 a.m. last night. Got to sleep about 8:30 and then woke up at 10:30, feeling far fresher than I deserve. Also think I have hurt my other foot, which is very typical and on brand for me. Elle and I went into the city, the CCCB, in this gorgeous plaza where there were some local bands playing, and it was nice and all in the shade, so a really relaxed environment, super friendly. And now we are heading back to my Airbnb to go get my Balenciaga support boots before making our way back to day two of Primavera Sound. One thing that's really kind of beautiful about the festival is, as lovely as it is in the day, the atmosphere just kind of ebbs as the sun begins to set, and there's just this lovely shift in vibe. This might be the friendliest edition I've been to in a lot of respects. I don't know if that's because I have quite a visible handicap of some variety, but I'm appreciative of it nonetheless. I'm hoping that today it doesn't get too cold. It can get a bit breezy down there, as I am in some slutty little Paul Mescal shorts and an It Girl t-shirt. We will see how it goes and how the evening takes us.
Hello. So today I actually spent most of the day inside because I was teaching online, and I actually thought I wouldn't have time to leave the house, so I kind of settled into just looking out the window and letting this be like a perceiving kind of day. And the morning actually started with a really bright white sky, like much more white than the last couple of days. And there was quite a strong breeze, which we always notice because we've got these two really large and in ways quite loud trees that are outside our window, and one of them, its branches really stretch across our view of the road, so we can kind of, you can definitely tell when there's any like wind or motion, which we definitely had this morning. But I actually ended up, yes Uma, I actually ended up with a chance to go with Uma to the shop to pick up some fruit, and today I actually really noticed like that moment of changing temperature when you move between two spaces, and like just how relative the experience of perceiving weather actually is, and then also just like asking what even is weather, which I think it's funny that that feels like a natural question to come to on day five of recording and reporting about the weather, personally and from your own personal space. But yeah, so we left the flat, which was really warm. We are the upstairs flat of a house, so I feel like we get some residual heat from downstairs, and then it's also just a bit of a greenhouse. So even on a mild day, it feels pretty warm. And we stepped outside, and then suddenly I just felt much cooler. Even though the sun was out and there were no clouds and it was very much kind of coming down on us, it just felt like a surface level warmth on your skin, I noticed. Like, I still felt very cool still. I think from the kind of the transfer of like moving from indoors to outdoors. And then we got to the shop, which is always really crisp and cold, like capital C cold. I think because they always have the aircon on. So we were there just for a few minutes. And then when I left the shop and then came back onto the main road, I felt a really deep warmth from the sun. And like as if the heat was like also reflecting off of all of the asphalt and the concrete and the cars and everything else. And I think also because we were on a main road and like the sounds of the traffic and everybody in the university and the trucks coming to deliver stuff to the shop and everything, I feel like in a way those sounds actually like do impact your personal perception of the weather somehow. I think it's all kind of connected. So yeah, that's it. Just like, just because of our day, that's a bit more of an acute observation, I think. But one that, yeah, I think kind of maybe might resonate. Like, yeah, I think it's a multi-sensory experience, isn't it? The weather, and what we think is happening, what we feel.
Good morning, Sprite with a Diary listeners. Today's very chilly in Santiago, very sunny, but very chilly. I can feel my hands are very cold. To be fair, my hands are always really, really cold. And my feet, all my extremities, basically. But today, I just finished my cycle to work. And my nose is slightly runny, as you can probably hear from the transpiration. But it is a lovely day, very, very clear skies, and can almost feel no humidity in the air, which brings me. I guess that's why my nose is a bit runny. I hope I don't get a cold. I did have a morning shower with the window wide open, because now I have great views from the shower, so can't say no to that. But probably will get a cold eventually in these 3 months of winter. I'm very, very jealous of my friends in Europe right now, just entering the summer. And just like I said before, I can almost feel no humidity right now. I can almost feel no pollution, which I had been talking about on and on for the past few days, and I don't know what makes these changes happen. Oh, could you hear that? It's like some electrician, but you know when sparks come out from, in Spanish we say soldando, so I'll leave you to translate that, but basically like joining two pieces of metal together and then sparks come out. I really hope you could hear that, because it was really satisfactory. Yeah, I lost the plot. Sorry. Yeah, pollution or something I was going on about. I don't know what makes these changes in the weather, in the air quality, sorry, happen. Oh no, never mind. I just crossed the street and came into like a big avenue and it's really fucking polluted. Again, I guess I hadn't seen yet, like, really far out into the city, but now from another perspective, yeah, I take it back.
Friday, June 6th, 2025, 7:42 a.m. Dara Gungunangura country. Definitely warmer than it was yesterday. Haven't checked, but maybe around 4 or 5 degrees, I would say, which is interesting because definitely noticed the first frost of the year this morning. It's not everywhere, just in pockets, on the edges of grass, piles of leaves. It's not a blanket of frost, so to speak. Faint, temporary, maybe. The sky's still mostly clear. Some fine clouds, thin, high, nothing heavy at all. The wind is definitely present today. Not overly consistent, but sporadic. When it's there, it's there. Still for long moments, though, the breeze does move through now and again. Unpredictable, but with no sense of urgency, maybe. It's strange, I guess, how much the weather dictates. I mentioned it before, maybe, but yeah, how people dress, move, behave, speak differently, even. Plans shift, moods shift, all because of this external, well, it's not entirely external, as we've touched upon, but feels external at times. But we do respond, and we sort of always do. This whole process, stepping out, noticing, naming. This diary's becoming, yeah, I think like yesterday, a lot more nuanced, a lot less about the details, more like a practice, almost a meditation, observing the sensations, rising, passing, not trying to hold on to anything. It's not really about the weather anymore. Not entirely, anyway. Weather observation.
Hello. I'm sending this in from sat on a bench at the wildlife garden in Peckham Rye Park. Rishi is currently teaching, which means that whilst we can in the spring and summer, I'm out on one of what is becoming my favourite things, which is a walk with Uma. I woke up this morning with last night I had a headache, and it's the sort of headache that I get every now and then, which I know it's going to last a couple of days. And it means that doing anything in the morning is slightly difficult. You kind of don't really want to move. But I always know as soon as you get outside, or as soon as you do something, it does start to, I start to feel a little bit better. And today's weather has been like the perfect remedy for that. Quite breezy, not cool, but not hot. Bright sunshine at points, and then overcast with like these heavy clouds, but then also some really bright white clouds, and they're moving fast. It feels like quite a like active day, weather-wise, sort of late spring. All of the trees, all of the plants look extremely happy. There's like a vibrancy. I'm sat in this wildlife garden, and the plan was to come here and see if I could see any newts. And sure enough, did straight away, which is amazing. I think this wildlife pond, this wildlife garden is sort of incredible. It really shows that like it's not a particularly big space, but they've got like a meadow, a beehive, a pond, a load of different trees, and it's so noticeable how much more wildlife is here. I don't know, it makes me feel quite hopeful in some ways. I think you could probably view that the exact opposite as well, but I think, yeah, I like to view it that way. The amount of birds in here is, in London, I don't know anywhere else like it. And yeah, we saw the newts straight away, which is amazing. That's only the second time I've seen newts. And yeah, the perfect sort of medicinal day. Quite windy, sunshine. Sort of feels like, you know, blows the cobwebs off sort of day. And yeah, amazed with this garden. I mean, probably seeing it at its height, right? Late spring. Yeah, incredible. We are going to head back in a second, and then I'll be working this afternoon. Yeah, that's today's observation.
Hello. Today's weather diary starts way earlier in the morning than usual, because my partner and I went out last night and had quite a lot to drink, and it meant that we were kind of a bit more awake in the night, not in such a deep sleep as usual. But the benefit of that meant that we heard Well, a lot of rain in the night, which is just so comforting to me. I love hearing rain while I'm sleeping, really heavy rain. It was wonderful. And I remember my partner saying, "Can you hear that? Isn't that nice?" And I was like asleep being like, "Is that wind or rain?" Because it was just so loud that it almost felt like it was a wind, a big strong wind. And B, we heard the dawn chorus. My partner got up to go to the bathroom in the night and suddenly I was awake and could hear all the birds going absolutely bonkers. It was beautiful, so cool, because that's the thing that I never usually hear because I just love sleeping in. So that was quite magical to hear those two really soothing and beautiful noises from nature. I spent a lot of time in my partner's grandparents' garden today. It's kind of where I've been predominantly. My partner and I walked around the garden today and that was really lovely. We managed to kind of like get out there in the moments where it wasn't raining. In another really bright moment of the day, I walked up to the top of the garden because where we're staying doesn't have any phone signal. And we don't have any internet here at the moment as well, which is a bit difficult, but fine. And I went and called my mum, who lives really far away, so there's quite a big time difference. And it was nice to be able to chat to her. Fridays are usually the days that we can talk to each other. I'm usually off work. So that was really lovely to have a catch up with her and get some sun on my skin in the meantime. And other than that, I do wish I brought some kind of slip-on shoe down here because I have to keep putting my boots on, my Docs, and walk from one part to another, get the internet from the other house and blah 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 blah. So that's one regret with my packing. I know I was saying I did such a good pack when I was doing yesterday's diary, and I still stand by that, but a pair of Crocs will never go amiss, quite frankly. So yeah, today's been grey, windy, but also sunny and rainy. It's had everything in it.
Thank you for listening. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pajale, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can head to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. And a final thank you to all our current supporters. See you tomorrow.